knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
At our rendezvous. Down in our rendezvous. Three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous. Three is company too.
Okay, Mr. Furley, is it all fixed?
Almost. Would you mind flipping off that switch while I fix this loose wire?
Sure. There you go.
Okay. Safety first, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Mr. Furley, looks like you need some light. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Furley. I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
You melted my fillings.
I'm so sorry.
I'll see you later.
Wait, where are you going?
Oh, I need some wire. Besides, I want to get out of here before there's another accident.
Hi, everybody. I'm late. Can't talk. Got to fix my face.
Me too.
Mr. Furley? Mr. Furley?
Have we met?
Mr. Furley, are you okay?
Yeah, of course I'm okay. Why wouldn't I be okay? Here, I'll see you later. I gotta get some wire.
Yeah, excuse me. The front door is over here. Here's the front door, but watch the step.
Right over here you go. There.
Excuse me, Mr. Furley. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine.
Holy cow.
I gotta go. I'm late.
Wait, Cindy, hang on a second. Is everything all right?
Yes. No. Oh, it's my boyfriend, Doug. I gotta go. I'm late.
Well, say, Shh. Boy. That fashion photographer boyfriend of hers has got her so confused. Jack, have you ever met this Doug?
No. Here.
Me either. Say, Jack.
Yeah?
Do you think it would be terrible if one of us sort of bumped into them?
You mean on their date?
Well...
You mean sort of like check him out and see if he's the right guy for Cindy?
Yeah.
Come on, Janet. Cindy's a big girl. She can take care of herself, can't she?
Let's go.
You're right. Janet, the next time we go anywhere, find out where we're going first.
You know, Cindy, gazing at you in this light, I've got to tell you.
Yes, Doug.
You look terrible.
Oh, not again.
I'm afraid so. Too much blusher.
But I thought you said to emphasize my cheekbones.
I said emphasize, not advertise. And I can see you haven't been using the honey almond facial I recommended. You know, I insist that all my models use it. It does wonders for their skin.
But I'm not one of your models. Why can't you just try liking me the way I am? I do.
Of course you do, baby. But then your standards aren't as high as mine.
Doug, why don't you just buzz off?
All right. But it's your loss.
Nice guy.
That's the last fashion photographer I ever date.
Oh, Cindy, let me tell you something. I haven't met a man yet who didn't try to change me one way or another. You take this jeweler I've been seeing?
He got you to wear those earrings?
He got me pregnant.
Oh, boy.
Or girl. I don't know yet.
Does he want to marry you?
Oh, sure. I just don't want to marry him.
But why?
I don't love him.
But how are you going to raise a baby all by yourself?
I'll manage.
Say, I don't suppose you know anybody with some old maternity clothes. I'll call a friend of mine as soon as I get home.
Oh, thanks. I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Kelly, do you think you're doing the right thing by not getting married?
Cindy, there are some men you just don't want to spend the rest of your life with.
Kelly, baby.
A perfect example.
Kelly, I just want to say three magic words to you.
Give up, Larry.
Not even close.
What did I do?
She's pregnant.
I was at the movies.
There, that ought to do it. Perfect.
Well, thank you. Now we can see you again.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same thing. Well, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Did you ever think of wearing a bell?
What's bothering him?
Oh, well, he's had a very bad day.
He's not the only one.
Really? What happened?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, honey, whatever you say.
That Doug, all he ever wants is his own way. You should have been there, Janet.
Why? What happened?
I told you I don't want to talk about it.
Janet, will you stop badgering this poor girl? Can't you see she's upset? There, Cindy, Uncle Jackie's here.
Do you feel better now?
I certainly do.
Jack, come on. Cindy's just had a terrible fight with her boyfriend.
Really?
Yes. And after what he just did, I don't care if I ever see him again.
Hey, I'm so... We'll see. Cindy? Listen, whatever it is that's on your mind there, are you sure you don't want to talk about it?
I'm sure. Janet?
Yes?
Do you think it's right for a woman to have a baby without getting married?
Oh, golly. That depends on who the woman is.
She's a friend. Well, she's not exactly a friend. Yes, she is a friend.
A friend? And she's pregnant? Oh. Cindy, are you putting jelly on your tuna fish sandwich?
What? Oh, yeah, I guess I am.
Never saw you put jelly on a tuna fish sandwich before.
Since I left Fresno, I've been doing a lot of things I never did before.
Hey, Janet, what's going on?
Here, come here. Sit down, sit down. I think we have a very big problem.
What are you talking about?
It's Cindy. I think she's pregnant.
Cindy? Pregnant? Cindy? Oh, come pregnant? When? How? All right, when?
I don't know, Jack. I don't know. She hasn't exactly come right out and admitted it yet.
It can't be, not Cindy.
Well, anybody can make a mistake.
Hey, I know she's accident prone, but that's carrying a lot.
Okay, fine. You want to make jokes? Well, you don't care.
Janet, of course I care, but there's nothing to care about. I mean, if Cindy were pregnant, we'd be the first to know. Or at least the second. But why are we standing here for? Let's go ask her, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Your old maternity clothes are just what I need. I knew I could count on you, Mary. And a crib? Oh, that'll really come in handy. Gosh, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Oh, my God, she really is pregnant. Jan, what are we going to do?
Well, we're not going to say anything for starters, Jack. I mean, obviously, she doesn't want us to know.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Okay, we'll just be understanding
okay.
And considerate, and above all, try not to upset her.
All right.
Okay, Cindy.
think you're right.
Listen, what are you doing standing up? You should be lying down. I want you to get into your bed. Now, come on. I'll bring you a nice cup of hot chocolate and a pickle.
Oh, please, Jack, let me take care of this. Cindy, I'll get you something that's real nice and nourishing.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry.
But what about the little one?
Well, if Janet's hungry, I'll be glad to fix that.
No, Cindy, please, you need your rest.
Yeah,
you
go on,
lie down. Go on, sweetheart.
But Janet,
rest, and I'll lie down.
Numbers, okay, now sleep tight. Janet, I don't think I can survive 9 months of this.
I'd like just 10 minutes alone with that Doug.
Please, Janet, one pregnant roommate is enough. Calm down, Janet. What do you want? There's nothing we can do.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
Call him up. Call him up and tell him that this baby is his responsibility, too, and that he can't just go walking away from Cindy, and that if he's any kind of man at all, he'll marry her.
You're going to tell him all that?
No, you are.
No, Janet, I can't. Janet,
stop.
Stop. Hey, are you Doug Cooper?
No.
Thank God.
Excuse me. I'm Doug. Are you Jack Tripper?
Yeah.
Have a seat.
Don't tell me what to do. I think I'll have a seat.
All right, start talking.
You just couldn't keep your hands off Cindy, could you?
Look, I was just trying to do her a favor.
Babe!
I thought it would be good for her complexion. She didn't even thank me.
Let me tell you something. You can't just play around with somebody's affections and expect to get away with it.
For heaven's sake, this is no place for a lover's quarrel.
Mr. Hurley, this is Cindy's boyfriend. He walked out on her.
For you?
Yeah.
Personally, I think you're making a big mistake.
Mr. Furley, not for me. We're talking about Cindy.
Oh, wait a minute. If you've done something to hurt Cindy, you'll have to answer to me. I won't put up with it.
You'll what?
I'll get behind Jackie was here first.
Hey, don't you think you owe Cindy something after what you did to her?
No. Look, if anything, she owes me. I usually get paid for it.
Well, you're going to get something else.
Jack, did you see Doug?
Yeah, and he made me so mad I wanted to punch him out.
You didn't.
No, I hit Furley instead.
What?
It was an accident, Janet, but boy, is he steamed.
Oh, Jack, you haven't helped Cindy at all. We've got to do something.
No, look, Janet, I've been thinking. Maybe we're overreacting. I mean, Cindy's young, she's strong. I bet she can handle this just fine. Or maybe not.
Cindy, honey? What's the matter?
Oh, I've been thinking, Janet. A baby needs to have a father.
Well, does that mean that your friend is going to marry the guy?
Oh, no. She'd rather die than do that. Why does life have to be so rotten?
She'd rather die. Janet, we got to do something.
I know, Jack, but what?
Well, she's got to get married.
Okay, but to who?
To somebody, anybody.
Like who?
Like me. Who said that?
You would marry her?
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but you saw her. She needs somebody.
Yeah, Jack, but aren't you the one who said she could take care of herself, that she was a big girl?
Yeah, but that's before I knew how big she was going to get.
Jack, think of the responsibility.
Well, Janet, it's about time that I settled down.
But you're going to have to take care of a whole family.
Yeah, but that'll give me an incentive to work harder.
You can't date other girls.
It'll...
Jack?
I'm thinking. No, I have to do it. There's no way.
I
can't. Say, Jack. Up for a little racquetball?
No, some other time, Larry. I'm trying to think of a way to propose to Cindy.
Okay, I'll catch you later. Did he say what I thought he said? Jack? Married?
Hey, Larry, I don't think...
Jack! Why didn't you tell me the good news?
Larry.
You and Cindy, you tricky little devil.
Look, Larry.
Well, it had to happen to one of us sooner or later. I want to tell you something, though, buddy, from the bottom of my heart. Better you than me.
Look, Larry, unless you're going to help me think of a way to propose to Cindy...
Oh, that's easy.
What do you mean easy? You've never proposed before.
Come on. Sure I have. Lots of times. The important thing is not to have any witnesses around.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
No, Jack, really, it's very simple.
Well, I don't know. What do I say?
Okay, let me think.
Jack? Janet? Anybody home?
Yes, who is it? Mr. Furley. Just look at you.
How? I can't see. I suppose you'd have a steak in the house.
Oh, I think that ice would be better for your eyes.
Oh, forget my eyes. I haven't had anything to eat all day.
Well, in that case, why don't you go on out and ask Jack? He's in the kitchen. Oh,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, you say something like this. Darling, you mean the world to me. There's no reason to go on living if you won't be mine.
Larry.
Now, don't you worry, Ralph. I'm not going to let Jackie come between us. But do me a favor and don't use so much eyeshadow.
I get it. You're putting me on, right? Right? I think I'll go lie down. You get away from me!
Sounds like I missed all the fun.
You think that's fun? Wait till Jack and you get together.
Larry, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, Cindy, I just want to say, I think that you're one lucky girl.
Devil!
What do you mean by that?
Well, with Janet and I were talking. Janet, why don't you...
Oh, look at this filthy ashtray. I've got to empty this.
Cindy, what's that?
Maternity clothes. Isn't it cute?
It's adorable. Cindy, I have to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Cindy.
Jack, what are you doing down there?
Cindy. When two people are around each other a lot like we are, they don't realize how much... they mean to each other like we do, and sometimes they mean more to each other than they think. Look, what I'm saying is, will you marry me?
Marry you? Excuse me. Oh, Janet, you're never going to believe this in a million years.
Congratulations. I know you'll be really happy.
Hi.
Hi, is Cindy home? I came to pick up the maternity clothes.
Maternity?
Oh, there they are. Great.
Wait, hang on. Wait, those are Cindy's.
No. Cindy's not pregnant, I am.
You are? Congratulations!
Will you tell Cindy I picked these up? I'm a little late for
work. Well, good, nice going. Great, congrats.
Cindy!
Be with you in a second, Jack. So listen, Janet, I mean, I love Jack, but I don't love him. He's family, not husband.
Oh, Cindy, sit down, please. Come on, let's just sit down here for a sec. Now, Cindy... Don't you ever want to get married?
Sure, someday.
Well, who do you want to marry?
I don't know yet. But he'd have to respect me as a person, and he'd have to be fun to be with, and he'd have to be kind and gentle and considerate.
Well, isn't Jack all of those things?
Yeah.
Well, Cindy, do you want to take a chance on giving up something that you already have for something that you might never get?
You know, Janet, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm so glad.
Thanks.
You're welcome anytime.
Jack?
Whoa, Cindy, relax. Calm down. There's something that I have to tell you.
But first, there's something I have to tell you. Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'll marry you.
No!
Now what?
No, I don't have to marry you now.
What? Oh, Janet, I'm losing him already. Jack, I'll be a good wife. I'll give you love and respect and a nice home.
I know you would, but you're not pregnant.
Well, I'll give you that, too.
No, you don't understand. You're not already pregnant.
Talk about lazy.
Wait a minute. What do you mean she's not already pregnant?
You know Cindy's friend?
Yeah.
There really was a friend.
You mean...
Kelly? Wait a second. Did you think I was pregnant?
No, Janet did.
Janet. Well.
And that's why you proposed to me?
Well.
Doesn't anyone around here give me any credit for knowing what I'm doing?
Well, you keep bumping into things.
Let me tell you both something. I do know what I'm doing, and I can take care of myself just fine. And don't you two ever forget it.
Wait, Cindy, now come on.
And another thing. You two are the best friends that anybody ever had.
Heavens, you would not believe what's been going on around here. I'd tell you about it, but it's so confusing.
Janet, you never think I'm going to understand anything. Come on, tell me.
Okay. You know Kelly down at the Regal Beagle? Well, she told Cindy that she was pregnant.
Wow. Cindy was pregnant and she didn't know till Kelly told her?
No, Kelly was pregnant. But we saw Cindy eating this sandwich with tuna fish and jelly on it, so we jumped to the wrong conclusion, and Jack ended up asking her to marry him. But anyway, everything got all straightened out by the end.
Whew, that's good. Hey, when you see Kelly, tell her congratulations on her baby.
Okay, I will. Why, Chrissy Snow, you did understand.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think, you know.
I don't think you're dumb.
Jack got Kelly pregnant, and then when he was eating a tuna fish sandwich, he decided he would marry Cindy instead.
Which, if you ask me, I don't think that's very nice of Jack. And I'll tell you something else.
If he thinks that I'm going to send him a wedding present, he can just forget it.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.